Colorful socks a problem of tznius?
Well, by men, usually you can't see the socks. They wear pants, usually. If you don't wear pants, there's a big problem with this. Should...
When you're sitting down, you can see the socks.
Pardon?
When you're sitting down, you can see the
socks. Look, if it makes a person stand out, it's a problem with tznius. Should one stand for a chasna kala when they walk down by the chuppah? So are you talking... So it depends. Should one have a chasna kala when they walk down by the chuppah? I mean, there's a chasna walking down the chasna to the chuppah? Is that what you're asking? And because the one who walks, the one's getting married is not a chasna yet until he is married. So... I don't think you have to stand for a chasen or the kala. They're not a chasen, not a kala until they're married. Once they're married, then there's an opinion to stand up for it. It's mentioned in the Chazal that chasen dem lemelech ma melech hakel ein v'ponov of chasen. Everyone stands up for him. So what? But he only is considered chasen after he's married for the 7 days after he's married. If the 7 days are considered Mesa'ez, so they're only considered days, so that means if someone gets married before the Shkia on Wednesday, he's only a chasen until the end of Tuesday, or is he a chasen until the next Wednesday, till the time that he got married? That's Machlag Zapaskin.
Don't they say that the for Tachlin they do it the entire day, but for Sheva Brachas they're more machmir because of the Bracha?
No. He's not considered a chasen even Gavi Daven except in the Beis HaMishnah, the place where they get married. And if he davens shul mincha or shachris, they do say tachna. The only thing is that there's one thing in which they're considered a chasen, and that is that a chasen needs shmira. Chazal say that there are certain people that need shmira. One of them is a chasen. So the minig in the literature circles is that he is considered nitzmir from the day that he's getting married, even if he's getting married after night, nitzmir that day. But in Hasidic circles, they say once there's an oifruf, so now they call him up hachasen, so his official announcement that he's a chasen, so then he needs a shmira from the time of the oifruf until he actually gets married. But it's a different reason over there, because why does a chasen need shmira? Because he's going to do a tremendous mitzvah. The Torah this pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Lo'sayu bara lo'shevus yitzara." The Baruch Hu did not create the world that it should be empty; he created that it should become populated. So the person who gets married is doing, trying to make this mitzvah, which is what the Rosh Hashanah created the world for. So since it's such a big mitzvah, the mazikim are makanahim, and they could be masikim. So that's why he needs shmira, and that could be that the chassidim are already makanahim on the day that he's going to get married, because he's holding by doing this mitzvah. And so that's why they need shmira ready from before. But there are some, I know that it's the minhag in most places of the chasen, that they stand up for the chasen when he walks down, and the kala, but I believe it's for a different reason. I think I know how this minhag started, because when Rav Elishvei married off his son, so when he walked his son down to the chuppah, everyone stood up for Rav Elishvei. So when Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Lahavdil ben Chaim Lachaim, married off his daughter, so everyone got up for Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. So therefore, the people thought that they're getting up for the chasen and the kala, but no, that was not the reason. I think that's how it started. I'm just giving two examples. Whenever it was a Talmud Chacham, who the people felt they should get it up for, so they did that. So I don't stand when the chas and the kal come in. But I always have an internal struggle with me on this point. Chazal say, "Al ti yoshev v'ena oimdim, al ti oimdim v'ena yoshev." It's not considered derech eretz. Everyone else is standing, and you're sitting. So maybe for that reason I should get up. On the other hand, if I get up, no one will ever know that I really hold that you don't have to get up. So what do you do in such a case? It's a suffix, what to do? So sheva tasa. You sit down and you don't do anything.
What about for people that are not
Muslim?
They're not going to follow you anyway, so we should probably stand up.
Look, everyone can do what they want. It's not us that to get up for them. Now there's another reason why maybe you should get up for a chasan and a kala, and that is because the Gemara says, it says in the Tanakhura, it's in the Sefta, I believe, that they used to get up for the Mevi Bikurim, on his own board Bikurim, so then they got up for him. So, I heard the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the minhag is to stand up during Vayivarech David until after. Until Rish Tavach. So where did that minute come from? What's so special about this Vayivarech David and about the Vayesher Shamayam, who is from Minyan Mitzrayim and Shira, that we have to stand up for it more than any of the other Psukah de Zimra? But he says that he believes the reason is because the Arizal says that when you say that when you say in the davening, so it's a mitzvah to give stock at that point, when you say, so in many shuls, they come around at that time with the stock of ox and ask people to give stock. The Rizal used to be makbid. When you said, they used to give money to the stock at that time. So people used to get up for the kavet stocker because he was being isav a mitzvah. Like it says, by maybe Bikurim. So that's why the minhag was to stand up during that period of time, because you used to go around the whole shul from Vayivarech David until Mishtavach. Okay, so maybe that's why we stand up for the chas and the kal, because they're walking to a mitzvah. But I believe that that's not considered, it's not the same as Bikurim. Because by Bikurim, when a person brings Bikurim, he's doing a mitzvah of the Torah. So he's going to do a mitzvah of the Torah. But when a person gets married, he's not actually being mekayim any mitzvah of the Torah when he gets married. He is just a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is peruvu, and you can't have children from if you're not married. It's against the law, according to some rishonim. It's a deraisa, according to others. It may be only drabbanon. We're talking now if the woman is tahira, but it's whatever it is. It's maybe also loy kadesh, which is the targum says that's is a deraisa. That's how it's mashed in the Rambam, and the others say it's not that it's not referring to this. But whatever it is, it's only a hechsher mitzvah getting married. And that's why we don't say Baruch Hashem Kachon and Soso, it's one of the Kaddish Isha, because the Baruch Hashem didn't say that we have a Kaddish Isha. The Baruch Hashem said the mitzvah is Bu Bu, except you can't do it without getting married first. So, therefore, I don't know if this whole, this would be a reason to stand up, since it's not time to bring Bikurim, because someone is going to bring Bikurim, he's going to a mitzvah atzma, the actual mitzvah. When someone is going to chuppah, he's going only to actual mitzvah.
Aren't there some Rishonim that hold the mitzvah atzma?
The Rambam holds it's mitzvah makarish nisha, that's true.
So
if you want to be machlai the Rambam, you have every right to do that. But he's a das yachid. Can an Amoritz or a young Bacha daven for the Amud? Okay, so I'm not sure who's an Amoritz. I think I know who a young Bacha is, but I don't know who an Amoritz is.